Alex Shimke is a trim and fit New York sixth grader. He says he likes fruits, particularly strawberries. But like most children, he admits to a taste for candy, cakes, and other sweets.
Are you going to eat the cake or are you going to eat the apple for health? You're obviously going to eat the apple, but you want the cake.
Why the cake and not the apple?
Because it's yummy.
Such indisputable logic of children is not lost on New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Farley.
Children have a natural preference for sweets, more so than adults. On the other hand, as adults, we choose what to put in front of our children.
Farley says New York has increased the amount of physical activity in local schools and also improved the healthfulness of food in cafeterias.
They do have apples, but Oh, yeah, they have a salad bar.
Alex also noticed that school vending machines now offer vitamin water instead of sugary, high-calorie beverages. Dr. Farley explains that obesity rates in America began rising about 30 years ago, as many people traded physical labor on farms and factories for sedentary office jobs.
Physical activity has all but disappeared out of most people's lives unless they make it a separate task. And at the same time, and even more important, food has increasingly become cheap, ready to eat, available everywhere, and so people have adopted habits to sort of snack constantly.
Dr. Farley says the New York childhood obesity rate is still at 20%. But New York's decline goes against a rising national trend. And the health commissioner is heartened that the rate has fallen at all for the first time in decades, 10% among 5- and 6-year-olds, which gives him reason to believe youngsters will adopt lifelong habits of healthy eating. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.